Good evening, family. I am very grateful to Barney and Vicki for the blessing and opportunity to teach tonight. Here we are on the last day of April 2026. When I was a child, many moons ago, it seemed that time passed slowly, anticipating the next birthday and Christmas, honestly, for the gifts. Today, I would say my perspective has changed. Each day flies by as I have more questions and a greater yearning to be aware of our Heavenly Father's working in our lives through the Christ in us, as well as a desire to walk as Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." So the title of my teaching is, "Be Strong in the Lord, Stay the Course." It was really beautiful to hear the manifestations, and the first manifestation, I heard the word power. And yes, we have power. We have God's power. We have Christ in us. And because of that power, we can overcome challenges, not because of our strength, but because of the Christ in us. The introduction of mass media, be it newspapers, magazines, television, movies, computers, smartphones, selfies, Instagram, and social media, has made it easier for us to be lost in self-absorption, or sometimes other absorption. In other words, like when we're looking at other people, other people's lives, and comparing ourselves or wanting to compare ourselves to them. And also in that quest for human perfection. You know, growing up, I remember looking at magazines and just comparing myself to other people and thinking, wow, I wish this was different, that was different. And sometimes feeling down because I didn't meet that specification in terms of what was touted as beauty. So the more media consumption in our culture, and actually not only during this time, but throughout, I think, history, because maybe in the first century before Christ, they didn't have computers, but there was other technology at that time. Mental health issues probably were high then. So honestly, as Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 1:9, what has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. And I am using the English Standard Version right now. So, what is God's answer to overcoming difficulties and challenges, as well as preparing for joyful celebrations? Sometimes we don't realize that even when we're preparing for something wonderful, for example, a wedding, a birthday, a big feast, people can get anxious and stressed, comparing what they're doing with other things that they have seen. But what does God say? Be strong in the Lord. Because as the second song's title says, my God can. Even when we don't have the brain power or energy to take the next step, God gives us the energy, His energy, to do it. And that is such a blessing. so many times, and it's not only for big things, it's sometimes just those little things that at the end of the day or during the day that one might think, you know, what is the next step? What is the next step? And then God reveals it through a phone call, through someone coming to the door, and that helps to redirect our thoughts that may have been stressed, anxious, into, wow, God, thank you. Thank you for taking care of this in a way beyond what I could imagine. So 2 Corinthians 12:7, if you'd like to turn to that, or I'm going to be reading it. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. It was interesting hearing Barney's prayer and how beautiful it was, because we live in a country where we enjoy religious freedom, but we have brothers and sisters in Christ that are living in other countries where their life is endangered in terms of proclaiming the good news, and yet they continue to stand because they are strong in the Lord, not in their own power, but in the power of God. So when we focus on being strong in the Lord, there is freedom. We focus on God's power and strength rather than our own, especially during spiritual battles. It involves trusting in Him, recognizing our weaknesses, and knowing that He empowers us to overcome challenges. Now, the second part of the title of my teaching is, what is staying the course? So one way of understanding it would be to look at it as persevering in faith, not giving up. It means focusing on what God has called us to do and adjusting our path to align with His will. Rather than repeating actions from our past or retreating from difficulties, I'm one of those people that does not like confrontation, and not that I actively seek it. However, there are times that I have found myself in situations where there has been conflict. And often in the past, I would retreat. But now I focus on what would God want me to do in this situation? Do I remain silent or do I speak? And I cannot say that I do it 100% of the time, but I can say that I am getting stronger in the Lord and listening to His voice and speaking with His love, as the manifestations spoke about God's love, that sometimes we do have to say things, and we need to say them with love, but we do need to speak God's word, even when someone may not be receptive to it. So the title of the first song was Don't Stop Praying, No Matter the Circumstances, No Matter What is Happening Inside or Around You. It reminds me of 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. praying without ceasing can take different forms. Our prayers can be asking prayers, praising prayers, or giving thanks. And who modeled praying without ceasing, listening, and obeying His Father's will perfectly for us? Jesus Christ. He was the greatest pupil and teacher that ever walked on this earth. He was the Son of Man, the Son of God, our risen Savior. It's interesting in terms of Jesus' communication style. He asked approximately 307 questions throughout the Gospels. He was asked about 183 questions in return and would often answer the questions with more questions or parables. Jesus only directly answered three of the questions he was asked. And I will be sharing that towards the end of my teaching. So his first recorded words were found in Luke 2. So this is, if you want to turn to Luke 2 around verse 41, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know he had stayed behind, assuming he was with someone else in their company. They went a day's journey and could not find him among their relatives and acquaintances. They found him 3 days later. He was sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. I know Barney has taught in the past how we need to listen more rather than sometimes speak, you know. And Jesus modeled those beautifully in terms of listening to them and asking them questions. People love to hear themselves speak, and they love to hear themselves talk. So Jesus modeled listening and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. He was a good listener. When his parents found him, they were amazed when they saw him. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." His first recorded words in Luke 2:49. And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" So Jesus, even at age 12, knew what his father's business was. And he obviously had been taught the word. He studied the word. He had questions. He had answers. He was a diligent student of the word. So I would like to close by focusing on the three questions Jesus answered directly and how those impact us as we are today staying the course and being strong in the Lord. And I'm also going to end with two verses in the book of Ecclesiastes. So the three questions were, number one, "Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law?" And this you can find Matthew 22:36-40. Jesus answered. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And And we certainly heard that in the manifestations about God's love for us and just the power of love. That is what we are called to do, to love God with all our heart and mind and to love others. And sometimes, honestly, loving others can be require a lot of patience because not everyone necessarily agrees with us, and yet it doesn't say we love only people that agree with us. We love people. God loves everyone and wants all men to come to a knowledge of the truth and to salvation. So we are strong in the Lord when we model that type of love and we stay the course. Second question, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? And this was asked by the high priest when Jesus faced the Sanhedrin. So this is in Mark 4:62. And by the way, the questions I am reading from the New King James Version. So Jesus responded, I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. So that situation, at that point, Jesus was arrested. He was before the Sanhedrin, and he was before the high priest. He didn't back down. He spoke the truth. He was strong in the power of his Father, and he stayed the course for the joy that was set before him, because he knew what was coming. And he had just been in the Garden of Gethsemane and asking his Father three times, is there any other way? And each time, but not my will, but your will. He stayed the course. And then the third question, Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And this is in Matthew 18:21-22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Forgiveness. I just think it's so powerful that the three questions that he answered directly, one involved love, one involved who he was, the Messiah, and the third, forgiveness. And when I think about forgiveness, I remember the true story of Corrie Ten Boom, who was a wonderful believer during the Holocaust. And she had, and her family had, hidden Jews from the Nazis. And many years after World War II, she saw one of the German guards that had been at Auschwitz. And he came up to her, and she recognized him immediately. And he said, Fraulein, I know that God has forgiven me, but can you forgive me? And in her book, The Hiding Place, she said, in her power, she did not want to forgive him. She saw him, and everything came back of all the suffering that she and her sister had endured. But the power of Christ in her, she extended her hand and offered forgiveness. Again, be strong in the Lord. Stay the course. Not our will, but what is God's will? So, in closing, Ecclesiastes 12:13. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you that we can, every nanosecond of the day, focus on being strong in you, and that we can stay the course, that we can pray without ceasing, that we can take your word, Father, and eat it, absorb it, not absorb things that distract us from you, but absorb your word. And Father, that we can be obedient to love you with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and to love others as ourselves. And Father, that we can listen to your voice, Father, and that we can walk in your will, heeding your voice, and not be afraid, but be bold lights in this world for you. And I thank you for this. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, amen.